Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset. Angie.
Patty.
I've got a question for you.
Do you know what? Every time you bring these questions, I go from going, I'm really interested, to I'm actually shitting my pants.
Well, I know you'll have an answer for this, no problem. But this came in because somebody put this in the box for podcast fodder this week. And I thought, rather than use it in a dickish behaviour, I'm going to ask you what you think and see if you would put it in dickish behaviour.
Okay, right. Yeah.
How do you feel about people who go all out for Eurovision?
This is a tricky one, actually. Because I feel like Eurovision has become a trendy thing. Like, I think there was a time.
Do you think there's a time where it was dickish?
Yes.
Right.
And everyone, like, what the bloody are you watching Eurovision for? It's a load of shit. It's just a load of shit songs, shit artists, all the rest of it.
There's a lot of lit shit artists.
Which means they're both good and bad.
Yeah, lit shit.
But I actually think Eurovision has had a bit of a glow up. And I think it's because...
I did not expect this from you, Angie. Expect it.
Yeah. I think it's kind of switched bands. It was dickish, and I think it's now...
But what do you think about it?
Did you watch any of it? You were out, weren't you?
Yeah, but we had a bit of it on.
And I don't know whether it's because for the first time in shitting years,
we did
the
well.
UK actually did really
We'd
well.
We'd have won it, wouldn't we? We would have won it.
Oh, yeah, for shits. Definitely. Yeah. So I don't know whether that slightly changed it. Because obviously previous years we've just been like nil pois, bottom of the pile, and it's been like, oh, okay, this is shit. Yeah. Whereas this year was slightly different. So like, given 12 points.
I know. Watched some of the pointing and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe
it. Yeah. I was actually sitting watching it. Joel and I were watching a lot of it together.
Yeah.
Joel is really into it.
Yeah, I could see that about Joel, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
So we were watching
Joel.
A lot of it together. And I was actually, while we were watching, I was thinking, do you know what? You could make this into a really fun party.
Yeah, well, I've got lots of mates that do it. You could bring stuff from around the world and everybody does.
Yeah, and you can do your own scoring. You do your own scoring, have your own scoring sheets.
Yeah. Next year, Angie. Yeah.
I think we should do like a massive Eurovision party.
Do you
party.
Know what as well? You and I would put on a really shitting great party together. We would have everything covered. It would be the fucking bomb. So
we could be the two women from Bucks Fizz.
Yes.
Couldn't we?
Yes.
You know, we could have the skirts on that we could
and
whip
then
off.
Whip them off.
Yeah.
Whip them off. You do know, a whip off.
Whip those off.
Yeah.
Get everyone going because everyone will love that. Won't they?
Oh, everyone.
Maybe do our own little sort of single.
You're making your mind up. Do our own little, like, you know.
Yeah, little ditties.
Little ditties. So you think Eurovision has gone from dickish to I don't know what the opposite was.
What's the opposite? It's gone from dickish to littish.
Yes! Maybe we should start a segment called littish behaviour.
Littish behaviour.
Where we encourage those things that have become cool.
Actually really good.
Also, I've got something funny to tell you, Angie. You're going to find that I've been holding on to this now. I meant to say it last week and I forgot and I've been holding on to it forever.
Brilliant.
Now. Right? There's been a couple of times
yeah.
in the last couple of weeks where if I've got wet hair,
yeah.
I look in the mirror and I've thought, shit, I look like meatloaf. Can you see it? Can you see it?
You know, you've got loads of looky likeys now.
And they're all awful.
They're all pigs.
I got out of the shower the other day and I looked in the mirror and I went, God, ooh. I look like meatloaf. I look like meatloaf. This is atrocious. No wonder I've been having a breakdown. I look like meatloaf.
Yeah, but
can you see it, Angie? Can you see it?
I can actually see it.
Fuck! I think...
Yeah, but what I was going to say is, right, who looks good with wet hair?
No one.
No one. No one. So I think anyone with the wet hair could probably go, yeah, I do look a bit like meatloaf.
I look, honestly, and it's the curl. It's just the little curl at the bottom. It's the colour.
It's yeah, the dark
like,
hair.
Yeah, and he's yeah. got a little curl like me right at the bottom of his hair. I was
so
like,
actually, oh you, God. You've now got, so we've got you looking like meatloaf, Hagrid, Russell from Up, and Ursula the Sea Witch.
And out of all of those, weirdly, I'd take Russell from Up. Because at least he's quite cute.
Chuck a cap on and a backpack.
And
Russell.
I'm Russell from Up. Honestly.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I knew you'd. And I meant to say it last week and I forgot.
Well, because we were big in, you know, post 40th birthday
I know, but and
we?
Then I was yeah. like, I've got to tell her this week. And I've wanted to say it to you. And there's been so many times where we've been either on FaceTime or on the phone and I've wanted to go, do you think I look a bit like me? I've got to say it.
And then you're
it.
Like, no, save it. Save it.
Because on. I knew if I told you, you'd crack up and I'd instantly regret not telling you on here. So look, if anybody wants a tribute act to Meatloaf, I can learn Bat Out of Hell.
Yeah.
Absolutely no problem.
You'd be good at that, actually.
Oh my God. That is such a backhanded compliment. That is like, you'd be great on stage. You'd give it everything. Everyone would get into it. But let's face it, Patty, it's because you look like fucking Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Have you ever eaten meatloaf? What even is meatloaf?
Oh, I don't know. Some American thing, isn't it?
Yeah. Sounds disgusting.
Anyway, that's it. That's all I've got for general chat.
That is very, very funny, Pat. And I appreciate you bringing the meatloaf to the pod.
Yeah, you know, if there's one thing I can do, I can laugh at myself.
Oh, mate, yeah.
You know.
You've got to
laugh
at yourself.
I'm happy to own that there's meatloaf-esque tendencies in me. You know, years ago it used to be that people would say, oh, when you look like a cute version of Drew Barrymore when I was a little kid and all of that stuff. And it was like, oh, yeah, you look like a sweet version of this person. And now it's like, you look like Russell from Our First of the Sea Witch and Meatloaf.
Well, basically...
Oh, and on some days, Hagrid as well. So there you go.
But basically, what's happened is you were the cute one when we were younger. And, you know, I looked like Steve.
Oh, so thanks, Angie. I've had a glow down, you've had a glow up. That's essentially
well,
what we're saying here.
Yeah,
thanks
that
so
is
much.
Basically what we're saying, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, moving on. Patty, bring me the Urban Dictionary.
Okay, this week's Urban Dictionary is geek. Rich.
Geek rich.
Yeah.
Geek rich. Is it like someone who's big into sort of computers and shit, but they've
right.
made shit tons of money?
So it's not, it's you're on the right sort of lines. It's
right.
When a person has a small, unfurnished, awful apartment and a terrible car because they spend all of their money on the newest high-end electronics. These can include TV, sound systems, computers, cell phones, the lot. Jeff, I thought Andy landed a high-paying job. Why is he still living in that shit apartment and driving that car? Tom, he can't afford them, man. He's totally geek rich. We've all met someone in our lives, haven't we? Where you've gone to their house and been like, oh, God. This is like, you know, you've got CCTV. No one would want to break in here, mate. It's a shitter.
No. No, but you've got shit tons of techno.
Oh, my God.
You've gone amazing, techno mad.
Terrible sofa that you can't sit on because it's half broken. But an amazing sound system.
Projectors. Those sort of places almost look a bit like squats.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like you've walked into a squatter's house.
With a blow-up bed. It's not.
Yeah, blow-up bed. Some shitty beanbag on the floor, a disgusting rug that looks like someone's died on it.
Or spunked all over it.
But then, wow, massive fuck off TV.
On the
sound
wall,
system. Surround everything's sound. Like...
Do you know what, Angie? Yeah. I think if Ian hadn't have been lucky enough to have met you, he would be geek rich.
Oh, 100.
Like, I don't 100. Think there would be no mess. But I think he would, like, live very minimally, but would have 14 iPads.
Yes. Oh, I think at times Ian would be quite happy to get rid of me.
And be geek rich.
And just take all the techno.
Yeah.
He'd be happy in a box with shit tons of techno. Yeah. And, you know, occasionally seeing me, maybe the kids, would want to see the dog a lot. More than he would want to see any of us.
What you'd see him and he'd be like, look, quick blowy, then you can go.
And we're like, no thanks,
then your job's done here after that. I don't need you anymore because I'm just going to sit and watch an amazing film on Netflix on my blow-up beam. Oh, and by the way, can you leave the dog for a couple of days because I've missed her?
But you can piss off.
Once you've done the blowy, you can go off. I've got a box set that I'm off for 2 weeks. I'm going to watch a box set back to back on my 67-inch TV. But Ian, you haven't even got a sofa. Don't worry, I've got a blow-up beanbag.
Yeah, yeah. I don't need a sofa.
And it is predominantly middle-aged men, isn't it?
Yes, and definitely, I think, more of a male. That's definitely a male thing, isn't it?
Definitely.
I mean, like, I could not give a shit.
Well, I do like your techno-technos.
No, I could not care less. I don't care if I've got a tiny little, like, computer screen to watch TV on. I don't need some big TV shit. I don't need loads of sound systems and... What's surround sound? That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't need any of that. Everywhere. No, I don't need any of that shit. The other thing is, when you get into that, right, you have about 48 remote controls. No, you can't use that one. That's the wrong one. That controls the Sonos speakers.
That does the surround sound. So
no, not that one. That switches the lights on. That switches the lights on. No, not that one. That does the curtains. It's like, oh my God, fucking hell. All right, mate.
I can't even manage the Sky remote a lot of the time.
Well, that's because you're...
I actually think I am becoming more Margs.
Oh, God. You are going to be a nightmare for Joel and Ellen.
Like, yeah, I already am.
I already am. Basically, I'm like tech for Matthew's parents.
You slightly go against the grain on that.
I do because I am tech whiz, man.
Yeah, you are.
I know how
Although
to do things.
Although you did forget your charger for your laptop this morning, which
yes I mean in terms of, but that's forgetfulness, there's nothing to do with tech. If somebody says this is happening, or you know that
you should have a backup big in the techno, you should be clear on your backups.
You're right then you need to have your techno backups.
I am useless. I'll like if they say, you know, I'll be with Nels, she'll say, oh, should we watch something on Netflix? Well, yeah, she and I'll start doing it, she'll go, just give me the control.
You're gonna be like Margs.
Where do I go? Do I go down to apps?
Oh my God, yeah, go you're gonna be like Margs.
I know, it's bad.
Mum said to me the other day, this thing, can I play it through Facebook? Like, Mum thinks the whole world leads back to Facebook. I was like, Mum, you can play that just on an app. She was like, but don't I do it through Facebook? No, Mum, the whole of the internet, I mean, it is controlled by Mark Zuckerberg, but the whole of the internet is not like controlled by Facebook. She was like, oh, but I go into Facebook to do that. Yeah, but you don't have to, Mum.
No.
Oh.
No. Oh, well, really? Right. Facebook is the only sort of techno that mum's got any involvement.
Oh, yeah, and it's only so she can message Auntie Marilyn.
Yeah, yeah. I'll private message you, Maz. Yeah. It's all right, Maz, I'll private message you.
I'll private message you.
I mean, that is one of those things that we've talked about that before, but all that private
PM
messaging
me,
shit. Yeah,
PM me, hun. I saw this brilliant thing on Instagram this week, which was you probably won't remember this, but I miss the old internet where you'd put up a load of sad song lyrics on your MSN Messenger and be away for hours, and then people would message you and say, are you okay? Yeah, it's fine, nothing's wrong, it's fine. And you'd left like the lyrics of the saddest song you could find.
Yeah, but actually I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
Somebody then messaged me off the back of me sharing that and said, oh, my friend Rachel messaged me and said, oh, funny story. I split up with my boyfriend once and he cleared all of his MSN contacts apart from me and just kept playing sad songs down MSN all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
She said every time I came back to my MSN messenger, there'd be like another song.
I don't think I really had MSN.
No, you were just out of it, weren't you? Yeah. So you were like, that's why the generation that I was born into is like for me, I think it's like the perfect generation, because we still did the like riding around on your bikes and talking to your mates on home phones and stuff. But then we also explored
all of that stuff just started.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was like the perfect mix. Anyway, we all know someone who's geek rich, and I would like to hear from people if they've been to a certain house or apartment of somebody
who's been to a squat.
Yeah, who is geek rich.
That is a very good urban.
So there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden, Angie's at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast. Wah.
And G.
I feel like a wine, and I feel like a wine 52.
I feel like a wine, and I feel like I'm 52.
Well, yeah, I mean, this morning I do, yeah. But yeah, I mean, guys, how would you like to try 3 bottles of exceptional wine for free?
I would. I mean, I know I would.
Hands up.
I would.
So if you would like to, all you have to do is simply go to www.wine52.com/funny. That's wine and then the numbers 52.com/funny. You cover £5.95 postage costs and you'll receive 3 carefully selected wines from the Castilla-La Mancha region of Spain. I love saying that.
Yeah. And Wine 52
I feel like
is
I'm Spanish.
You sound like you're Spanish.
I know.
But let me tell you a little bit more about Wine 52. It's a wine discovery club that visit a different wine region every month. Their wine experts handpick 3 wines from the best independent wineries. That's what I like about it. They're independent in the region and send it to their members. So this month you can expect to have a Sauvignon Blanc. There's a full-bodied red. There's a mature French oak taste and smell, and that provides a rounded elegance.
But good lord.
You can also in future months customize your 3 bottles to your taste by choosing from white, red, or a mixture of styles. Also, you get the magazine Glug.
Brilliant. We love that.
Which delves into the winemakers and the regions. And the thing that I've loved about Wine 52 probably the most is the 2 tasty snacks. That says more about me than you could ever realize.
Classic Patty. After your 3 bottles, you'll be part of the monthly wine club. There is no minimum commitment. You can try it and see what you think. If it's not for you, pause or cancel anytime. So remember, that's www.wine52.com/funny to claim your 3 bottles today.
Ange, what has been getting on your shitting tits?
Right. The thing that's been getting on my shitting tits this week and I had a particular experience is what they term easy to open packets.
Are they not?
Do you know what I mean? Like, happened to me with Jacob's cream crackers.
Oh, right? My gosh.
So I've got a new packet of Jacob's cream crackers out. Cream crackers.
Cream crackers.
And, you know, it's got the little tab. You should be able to find the tab, the start of the tab, right?
They are repeat offenders, Jacob's. They're annoying.
They are.
I actually think
they are the worst, in my opinion. I've had issues with other packets, but they...
No.
For one, it says, you know, it shows you where the little tab is, right? You can't fucking open that tab. You can't get anything in there to start the peeling process, right? And when you do, if you're lucky to just get that, it only does it one side. So you can't open the other side because it's completely and utterly glued down, right? And then if you do manage to start the peeling process, the whole thing fucks up. You end up losing the top five crackers because they're all completely crushed because you've been trying to open the packet by the easy opening packet. That's not easy opening, you end up getting a pair of scissors or a sharp knife and whacking the thing just to open it. Why do they even bother putting easy opening packets? Because they're not.
Do you know what I think the worst is? Fucking ham.
Ham, your hams, your chickens.
Right, so they do
when you've got the little bit. Yeah. The tab at the side, yeah, you just pull that, it'll open.
Nine times out of ten, that tab breaks off.
Just comes off.
Like, oh, God.
Right, okay, great.
Okay, thanks very much.
You're going to have to get a knife now.
And round the edge. you're going to have to do a knife all the way around the edge to get it. I mean, it's
just to open
like,
it.
It's, they should come with a knife, like a not a sharp
attached
knife, but like a little, like, I'm not advocating ham having knives attached to it. But, like, you know, maybe a toothpick or something attached to the side to pierce it.
A toothpick.
A toothpick. So you can get rid of that tab, put a toothpick on the side so I can pierce the packet and get into it quicker. What?
But just quit with the whole easy...
Quit.
Why are you even
quit
dicking
it.
Around with it? Just quit don't put it. An easy opening thing on it. Don't put the thing on the crackers. Don't put the peeling thing on your ham, your chickens, whatever else it is you're going to... eat.
And also, don't tell me that ham packet is resealable because it's absolutely not.
Not. Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
you ain't going to reseal that.
And also, you try and reseal it and it's like, well, that hasn't sealed, has it? I'm still going to have to put cling film around
it. So you're going to have to get your cling films.
So don't dick around telling me it's, easy open, resealable. Fuck off. Mm. That's not true.
Do you know, the only one that is your Tesco Finest ham.
Well, that one comes in a good packet.
Exactly.
It's like an envelope.
It's like an envelope. It just was so irritating the other morning when I was trying to get into this fucking Jacob's cream cracker packet. Cracker packet.
I'd have loved to have seen that.
Oh, honestly.
I'd have loved to have seen you losing. Oh, God. Fucking, and those crackers now, if I can got to put them in the bin.
Yeah, I've lost like the top 10 crackers now because it's totally crushed because I'm trying to open the packet.
If you're listening, what are you going to do for Angie? Send her those 10 she's lost. I hope so.
Exactly.
And if you want to sponsor the podcast, if you want to sponsor the podcast while you're at it, we'll take it. It's fine.
We'll take it. Well, yeah, I'll take some crackers. I'm always up for crackers.
No probs.
But I was actually stood in my kitchen and I actually said out loud to myself, this is going in shitting tits. That is it. This is right and honorable
Jacob's crackers of right and honestly pissed me off. Honestly, that is an absolutely brilliant one because I think everyone will be going, oh God, yeah, there's certain packets. The other thing is like when you get like, you know, we've got a new kitten recently, so I've bought a few new kitten toys. Why are they like super glued to the cardboard?
Oh,
like those
I
tiny
know.
Little stupid. It's the same with kids' toys. Oh my God. Yeah. It's like you need a bloody degree. You need to be on the Krypton Factor trying to get into those.
Do you remember the Krypton Factor? Do you remember that?
I mean, that was such a great show, wasn't it?
They should bring that back.
Yeah. And I loved the obstacle course at the end.
Yes.
Yeah. And there'd always be one woman who hadn't quite trained for it. you'd be thinking she's great on all of the mind stuff. She's got this down. She's answering all the questions. That. Her general knowledge is spot on.
Yeah, amazing. But you God. Put her on that. You put her on that assault course, at
Jenny.
The end,
when you get to the assault course,
you are fucked.
You're screaming, and you're sort of waiting for her, aren't you? Like, I can't wait to see Jenny because Phil has had a terrible general knowledge round, but look at him. He's going to boss
but
this.
Look, he's built.
He's going to boss
cut.
It.
Phil is cut, and he is going to be all over that assault course.
And then they pan to Jenny at the end, and she's like, "I don't know what happened. I did great at general knowledge, but I just lost it on the ropes. The ropes. It was ropes that got me."
Maybe we should bring it back, Pat.
Mate, we would be sensational at hosting the Krypton Factor.
The Krypton Factor with Patty and Ange.
Yeah, there is a TV show in
that. That has got a ring to it, that.
It's got a ring.
Ring.
Well, ring. Great shit. Great doorbell. Tits this week, Ange. Great shit tits.
Great shits, great tits.
Great tits. So we had a really good dickish behaviour in from Laura. Can I just say, Laura sent in multiple dickish behaviours this week and they were all brilliant. It took us a long time to pick one. So Laura, all of yours will be used in the next.
We've got a Laura back catalogue.
We've got a back catalogue. You win. You go top of the class for finding it funny. So this was the one we opted for from Laura on the gram this week. She said, when two drivers recognise each other and stop in the middle of the road to have a chat, dicks. And she put dicks in capital letters, which I love. Why do people do that?
Yes.
Do you know who's
You're
the
in
biggest
the bloody
culprit?
Road.
Do you know who's the biggest culprit? White van drivers. All the bloody time.
They think they own the road anyway.
Yeah, they do. They bloody
So they're just like, it's okay, you're just going to have to wait, love. I'm chatting to my mate, Steve.
And it's like, they go, all right, Steve, what are you doing? I'm doing a job 2 miles to... Oh, me too, I'm doing a lecky job just up the road. Shut up, no. Oh, my God, how's the kids? It's like, why don't you pull over to the side of the road?
Why don't you pull over... Have a chat, maybe go to the pub, have
if
a chat at the
to.
Pub, and then go back to your vans.
Because
you
I
don't
sat
need to
here,
be doing this in the road.
Yeah. I am sat here trying to get past you, and I know everything now about Steve's wife. I know she's had COVID. I know she's been shut in her room and you've had to solo parent Mike and you're pissed off with it.
She's been shut in her room.
She's been shut in her room. Steve has solo parented for the last 2 weeks and he's fucking knackered.
He's had
I
enough.
I know that.
He's had enough. He's ready to leave.
He's had enough. Mike, I know that Mike's mum has got remarried last week.
Yeah.
And they don't even like the bloke she's with. They can't stand him. I'm like...
They hate him.
They hate him. I could go and tell everybody that knows Steve and Mike exactly what's going on in
what's
their
going on in their lives. Yeah, all because I've been sat behind them down a small back road.
Yeah,
while they've had a chat for half an hour.
Yeah,
why don't do it?
And also, it's like if you see each other, give each other a wave. Why, even if you can't stop, why don't you then call that person? As you're driving along, just make the hand. We all know what the universal hand signal is. We're all doing it right now.
We're all doing
it. We're all on the phone.
Yeah. Just give me a call, Steve. Give me a call.
Just show him I'm going to call you. Have your chat as you drive along. You'll kill some time and I won't get pissed off.
You'll kill some time and then you won't kill me.
The other thing is not even when two cars stop, but when somebody's driving along and they see someone walking along the pavement that they know and you see them start to put their window down and they might keep moving, but at like 3 miles an hour. And they're like, that's right. I'll call you about it because next week we're going for wine and cheese, aren't we? Yeah, I don't think Brenda can make it now.
Wine and cheese?
Yeah, wine and cheese. And you're like, okay, can you? And they just like creep along while shouting across to the other side of the road about everything that's been going on in their life. And then they start to go, you think, they're wrapping it up. And then the person on the pavement shouts something back and you're like, what the fuck are you doing,
mate? Just shut up. Yes.
Stop now.
Do you not have each other's mobile numbers?
If you don't,
or
then why are you having
this chat?
You
can private message each other on Facebook.
That is the point to say PM me, hun.
Yeah, PM me, hun.
If there's ever a point to bring in the PMing, this is it.
Then it's there. Yes,
Don't do it on a Facebook post when you've checked into the hospital and everybody's asking what's wrong with you.
What's
That's
going on.
Dickish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you do it in this moment, you will be in litigious behaviour. You'll be in litigious behaviour.
Exactly. You know, if I see, if I'm behind you in your white van, you see your other mate in his white van, and you think in that moment, you know what, I'm going to piss everyone off if I stop and chat here. I'll just say, PM me, hun.
Perfect.
See you, mate. Off. No one's pissed. No one's getting irritated. You've decided to PM each other, which is brilliant.
See ya.
Just do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I would be useless in a white van.
Do you? I think you'd be brilliant. I think a white van on your own is the perfect place for you, Angie. Actually,
have
scrap
you ever
that.
Driven a van?
I think a long distance lorry driver is the perfect place for you.
I'd actually quite like that.
You would fucking love it.
Yeah, I would. On my own, in a cab for like hours a day.
You'd be like Nessa from Gavin and Stacey, wouldn't you? Eddie Stobart.
Yeah. And then you could just, you know, beep, beep to all your other Eddie Stobarts.
Beep, beep. You beep, beep.
Beep, beep. All right, son. Yeah, PM me later. Yeah, bye. Yeah, you'd just do that.
You'd stop on the side of the road. You'd have your bunk in the back.
Oh,
you'd make yourself some food. You'd make the bunk really nice.
What goes on in those bunks.
Oh, God. I dread to think, mate.
Yeah.
I dread to think.
I think.
But yours would be lovely. You'd keep it immaculate.
Oh, it would be. It would be.
You'd have
it would
a lovely.
Be like, sort of like a penthouse bunk.
Yeah. And you'd be geek rich. You'd have a massive TV. Ian would come and kit it out with all the latest technology.
Yeah.
But you'd be screwed because you'd have nobody to say, Mum, pass me the remote. I'll do it. You'd be sat for ages trying to get into Netflix.
I'd have to, they'd have to give me like a little tutorial.
Or you'd have to have instructions pinned up everywhere. Go to apps, scroll along. Yeah. When you've hit apps, put in the passcode, enter into it. Scroll down, search.
Find what you want to watch, select.
Press play.
Press play. Yeah. Off you go.
Yeah, you'd be great in a lorry long distance on your own.
I would actually. That actually does sound.
Why don't you get your HGV license?
Yeah, I might do that. I am genuine. That's actually a really good shout.
Yeah,
I'm actually.
I think you'd be great in a white van because there's lots of things that get on white van drivers' tits. I reckon. I reckon there is. I reckon they rant a lot in those white vans. Fucking hell, when you get a bloody bus through there. Oh, God, what's he doing now? Oh, hi, Steve. Stop. Put your window down, are you?
PM me, Steve.
Yeah. Anyway, absolutely brilliant, Dickish Laura. She's sent brilliant. In loads, which we will
Laura, we are going to be mentioning you for the next few weeks.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, get ready.
Get ready.
Get ready, Laura.
Angie.
Patois, patois.
Do you know what I needed in this weather? I needed some transitionals.
You need some transitions. I tell you what you needed. You needed a flipping raincoat. That's what you needed.
Well, but you didn't, did you? You didn't Saturday, did you? You didn't Saturday.
Well, I know.
So you need your transitions.
You need your transitions, which is why you need Stitch
Fix.
You do, because, you know, spring is around the corner, apparently. Which means, you know, you've got to start packing away the heavy coats. You want to bring out the colourful, lighter pieces of your spring wardrobe. So I think definitely Stitch Fix is where you need to go.
Now, look, to get started, just go to www.stitchfix.co.uk/funny and take the fun style quiz. And then your personal stylist will hand select 5 items just for you in your colours, styles and preferred budget. Now, Angie, I know you've done this.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I've done this.
Loved it.
I think I've done this twice or thrice.
You've done this a couple of times.
I absolutely bloody love it. And you know what? The amount of people go, oh, Ange, I really like those jeans. Oh, Ange, I really
like
that.
Yeah,
I'm just like, Stitch Fix. Yeah, Stitch just get yourself some Stitch Fix, mate. Yeah.
Do you want to know something amazing, though? You would usually pay a £10 styling charge, but listen up.
Yes.
Because we have a special offer just for you. Sign up and schedule your first delivery using stitchfix.co.uk/funny, and the styling charge for your first order will be waived. So now you can try Stitch Fix's online styling service for free.
Yeah, and do you know what I really like about Stitch Fix as well? And I think this is something that maybe a lot of people don't know, right?
Yeah.
So when you go, you do your style quiz.
Yeah.
That's where you say, yeah, I like that sort of look. I like those colours, like that cut, whatever it might be. Before they actually send you your five items, they send you a link where you can actually view some of the stuff they were going to send to you, and you can select from that what you do and don't like. So you can be a little bit specific, because some people sort of say, oh yeah, but what if they send you the part and you don't like them? Well, obviously that's a pain, but it doesn't very often happen, I have to say. But you can, before they actually send, you can go in and say, I like that, I don't like that, and then they'll just switch it out for something else. And then they send you five items, pick what you like, keep it, send what you don't like back. Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt.
So what are you waiting for? To get started today, just go to www.stitchfix.co.uk/funny to try Stitch Fix's personal styling service for free. Again, that's stitchfix.co.uk/funny. And if you keep all five items, you'll get 20% off. One more time, just for luck, stitchfix.co.uk/funny.
Okay, so we had a very, very interesting dilemma.
We did.
This week, and we bloody love a dilemma, Pat.
We do. We love it.
So we will keep this person anonymous. So the dilemma says, hi, Patty and Ange. I have a bit of a dilemma. At the beginning of the year, I got offered a job, which has turned out to be a bit of a dream role for me. I love it, and I'm so happy that I'm financially stable for the first time in my adult life. The difficulty is, my older sister is in a very different situation financially. My finances are not that good that I'm able to send money her way, and it has been mentioned by other family members that I should be careful not to say too much about my new job for fear of making her jealous. I don't want that, of course, but at the same time, I find it hard to try and hide my happiness about my new career. I try to put myself in my sister's shoes, and I hope that I would genuinely just feel happy for her if it was the other way around. How can I be completely true to my own very new level of contentment whilst also remaining completely sensitive to her situation? Big, big dilemma.
Also so hard. To manage that in whatever situation you might find yourself, whether it's that somebody's got married and you know that somebody in your life longs to get married or had a baby or bought a new house, or like, I think that's the thing, isn't it? Life is an ongoing up and down of highs and lows, and sometimes we're at the mountaintop and the people that we love are still in the trenches, and it is difficult to find that like middle ground.
I think as well, like, you know, I think you and I have had money, but we've had those kind of moments of of like feeling like you're doing really well and this is all happening for you and it's not really happening for me, and I'm happy for you, but I'm also at the same time I'm a bit jealous, or I'm a bit sad about the situation, or I feel a bit like left out of something. And when I sort of reading this dilemma, I really felt for both parties.
Me too. Agreed.
You know, and I feel like I've been in both of those places at different points.
Yeah.
And I think the only way to manage this stuff is to not kind of feel like you can't be happy about what's happening for you, because you can. Ultimately, you're finding yourself in a really good place at the moment. And that's brilliant, and it should be celebrated, and you should feel good about that. But I think there's also a very, you can have that and also be very gentle around how you are then with her about where you are and where she is. I think so much of this is around communication. Like, if you can sort of speak to her and say, look, I realize that at the moment our lives are very different. I'm kind of living this really good life. I'm in a very good place. I'm loving my job, and I feel kind of, but I also realize that that's hard for you because we are completely different and we're in different places. And I think just keep that sort of, because I think if you feel like someone understands that you are in a really good place but someone else isn't, that ultimately makes such a difference. Just feeling like someone gets you and understands what's going on.
I also think as well that gives you leverage to say to your other family members, look, I'm going to talk to her about it. I think I think for me, it's the understanding that joy and pain can collide in the same space, and you can feel sad for yourself and genuinely happy for somebody else. Like you can absolutely feel both of those things. It's not like, oh, I've got to just be happy for my situation. Like we can, as humans, have those two things running in parallel. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I can, like the biggest thing for me has been around watching people have babies. And to start off with, it was just complete resentment. It was like, oh my God, I hate what you've got. I hate it. I'm so jealous of you. I can't talk to you. I can't look at you. I can't have a friendship with you. I can't manage this. And then over time, I realized that actually when those pregnancy announcements came, I could go, oh, I really hope that baby is healthy and happy and brings all the joy to your family that you want. Mm. But also I feel sad for myself. Yeah. I feel sad that.
Yeah.
So I think it's just about voicing. And I think the thing is, when things are left unspoken like this, they become sort of shrouded in secrecy. And then what starts to happen is you don't know what your sister's really thinking about it. So you leave every situation thinking, oh God, did I manage that right? Did I handle it okay? Mm. Did I say the right thing? Was I too... Whereas if you say to her, look, I get it. Like I see the difficulty in your situation and I'm here for you and I want to help you and be there to support you wherever I can. And I hope you see the joy of my situation and I hope you want to celebrate that. And I think if you can... And then you can also say to your other family members, it's fine, we've talked about it. I don't need you to continue to give me advice about how I should manage this. We've had a conversation. And if you don't feel able to have a face-to-face conversation, maybe write her a card or text her. Or like, you know, I've had lots of people with pregnancy announcements send me lovely cards and acknowledge that I know that there's pain in this for you and we know that this is going to be difficult and we want to be sensitive to that. Alongside, this is our news and we wanted you to hear it. And I think there's something intentional about that, isn't there? You've written down exactly that what you feel and that you can see that there might be pain from her side as well.
Yeah.
So, but I agree with you. I think in some way you've got to have some sort of communication about it. I think that's the only way you're going to stop it getting bigger. And
And I think it also just, it will make, I think it will make your sister feel like you do understand. You do
like
get
she's seen
how this
and
is
validated.
I understand that right now, for me, everything looks rosy and everything is great. And I understand how hard that must be for you to see and to be around. And I will try my utmost to always be gentle and respectful of what we talk about and the conversations that we have. Yeah. And I think just also making sure that I think it's quite easy in sibling relationships to feel like that changes your relationship because you're in two very different spaces. And I think it's really important, if you can, to realize that it's not going to change anything because the love you have for each other. And I'm sure deep down, your sister, even though there might be a little bit of jealousy, she will be so happy for you.
Of course.
And will be genuinely wanting the best for you, however hard that might feel for her. And I think just maintaining the relationship you have, because you obviously have, from the sounds of it, a very close one. For the fact that, you know, you do feel that, you know, the fact that life feels really good for you at the moment and not so good for her, that's obviously affecting you both, which shows the level of love you must have for each other. And I think just sort of try and, you know, keep that in the front of your mind that actually this doesn't change anything. The relationship we have is not going to change based on the fact that I'm here and you're there at the moment. We just got to make sure we keep talking to each other and just keep kind of being sensitive to how each other is going to feel.
Of course.
But it's really hard when, you know, siblings find themselves in very different situations and that happens right throughout your relationship. You know, sometimes you're at the top and sometimes you're at the bottom. And that's just kind of try and hold on to what you have and keep that kind of really careful relationship you have with each other central to everything else that's going on.
Well, look, that's it. We've gone through another episode. We love hearing from you. I've loved the dilemmas we've had. coming in for series 5. Same. I've loved it. So if you've got any dilemmas or anything you want, we'll obviously always keep you anonymous. You can give us as much or as little information as you want. But if you've got something that's going on in your life that you think, oh, I'd like another opinion on this, or I'd like to hear a different perspective or viewpoint or whatever, you know, Ange and I have had dilemmas that we haven't agreed on, that we've had very different views on. So there's loads of ways you can get in touch with us. You can find Ange and I both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden. She's at Ange Corden.
And you can find the podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Finding the Funny Podcast.
But that's it. We've gone to the end of another episode.
And boom.
Boom. We've done it. Mic drop.
Boom.
And Ange and I will be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.